SRN News, I'm John Scott. The United States pursuing a wide-ranging security agreement with Saudi Arabia. White House correspondent Greg Clugston with that report.
President Biden's national security advisor met with the Saudi crown prince to discuss a new strategic deal between the two countries. The White House did not offer many details, but said Jake Sullivan held constructive meetings with Saudi leaders. A similar agreement was nearly finalized last fall, but was upended after the deadly Hamas attack on Israel. Greg Clugston, Washington.
State media confirmed Iran's President Ebrahim Raisi has been killed in a helicopter crash. BBC correspondent Jeremy Bowen reports not everyone in Iran is saddened by Raisi's death.
Raisi had many enemies. There will be plenty of people who would be very happy that he's dead. Back in the 80s, he effectively signed the death warrants for thousands of dissidents, mainly leftists. He's been involved in, as president, since 2021, in massive crackdowns. Plus, he was tipped to get the top job. And that's one good way of getting a rival, I suppose, out of the way. But we have no evidence for all of this.
The helicopter, one of three traveling in a convoy, crashed in heavy fog in the north of the country. Also at SRNNews.com, more Houston residents getting power back after last week's deadly storms. Harris County District 4 Commissioner Kate Heffernan, working at a distribution center, says the hot weather not helping the situation.
You know, it may be May, but it feels like the summer already here. You need access to ice, food, and water.
Temperatures at least 100 degrees with heavy humidity. Those storms killed at least seven people. On Wall Street, stocks are now mixed, the Dow dropping 15 points, rather, the NASDAQ up 121. This is SRN News. A Christian teacher wins a legal battle.
Jessica Tapia was fired by California's Jurupa Valley High School because she refused to use transgender pronouns for her students or agree to keep their so-called gender transitions a secret from their parents. Tapia filed suit with the help of Advocates for Faith and Freedom, and now the school district has agreed to pay $360,000 to settle the matter out of court. A statement from AFF says, quote, "Religious freedom is protected no matter what your job." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The NFL distancing itself from Kansas City Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker, who condemned abortion during a commencement address at Benedictine College. Butker also condemned the promotion of the LGBT lifestyle by the Biden administration. The league releasing a statement saying Harrison Butker's views are not those of the NFL as an organization. The kicker is a conservative Catholic. This is SRN News. Taiwan's newly inaugurated President William Lai has called on China to stop threatening the island and accept the existence of its democracy.
He very much followed the line taken by the previous president, Tsai Ing-wen, in when he talked about China. So holding very firm to the idea that Taiwan, under its official name, the Republic of China, is an independent sovereign nation and that it will stand up for itself against China, but also that he's not going to change the status quo. So looking to America, looking to Taiwan's friends and allies and saying, look, I'm basically a safe pair of hands. You don't need to worry. And we want to maintain basically the situation that has been here for the last 8 years under President Tsai.
BBC correspondent Rupert Wingfield Hayes. Millions of Indians across 49 constituencies casting ballots as the country's six-week-long election enters its final stages. Almost 970 million voters eligible to cast votes. That's more than 10% of the world's population. More details at SRNNews.com.